program gives tax credits to businesses in designated areas of Wisconsin that are economically distressed. The state legislature created a maximum of 81 of the zones back in 1995. The governor wants to eliminate that cap.
We've reached the cap of economic development zones that the legislature had set, but we still haven't used all of the tax credits that have been provided. So we're looking for the legislature to just lift the cap on the economic development zone so that we can get the tax credits out to the businesses that really are looking to expand and grow.
Doyle says there's $120 million in tax credits waiting for businesses like Tufco, the Ashwaubenon printing company where he made his announcement. Tufco recently invested $3.6 million in new equipment. The Economic Development Zone program gave the company $160,000 in credits to help train employees how to use the new machinery. The governor says companies must still meet the same standards to participate in the program. Those include hiring a certain number of full-time workers. A percentage of them must be low income. Doyle says northeastern Wisconsin is uniquely situated to take advantage of the credits. Because it has many of the small to medium-sized businesses, the program is designed to help. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.